call the conference committee meeting to order. We do have everyone here, so I think we'll start off with DNR, go to Fish and Game, go through a couple of the front section ones that are, probably make a motion on the front sections that are the same, and go through a couple that we can get to, and then we'll leave some open in the front section. We'll have the legislature and the governor and fiscal notes and any other components that are still open at the next meeting, which will probably be Monday.
We're noticed for Monday.
Monday at 3, is it, or 3:30? Well, we can find that out. But so today the intent is to try and get through DNR, Fish and Game, and some of the front section. And then, and actually we have a mental health one. I think everybody's got a sheet on that one.
Yeah.
Fund source switch. So we'll start off with DNR. And on
thank you.
On the Department of Natural Resources, on page 1, line 1, the Senate, line 2, the House. On page 2, number 1, the House, and number 2 is closed. On page 5, number 1, the Senate, number 2, the Senate. On page 6, that's closed. On page 9, that is also closed. On page 10, number 1, the House. Number 2 is closed, and number 3 is the Senate. On page 11, number 1, a House general reduction of minus 85.2.
Just object, what's the change there from
the just a general reduction instead of a line item, and then the number is minus 85.2.
Will it bring in a position?
I believe so, because we haven't reduced the line items.
Thank you. No objection.
On page 12, number 1, a revised House number of minus 25, and number 2 is closed. On page 13, number 1, the House. Number 2, a reduced Senate number of minus 29.7, and number 3 is closed. On page 14, number 1, the Senate. Number 2, a revised Senate number of minus 17, and number 3 is closed. On page 15, number 1, a revised Senate number of minus 25, and number 2 is closed. On page 19, take the House number with a funding source switch. It will now be, instead of general fund receipts, agricultural revolving loan fund.
Objection, Mr. Chairman. If we go back to line page number 27, we in the Senate was trying to save the agriculture revolving loan funds, and basically is if we keep taking money off of this, we're not going to have a program. And that's where my objection is coming from. I was hoping that we can continue the general fund receipts so we can save the ag money. And that's basically my objection, Mr. Chairman. What was the change necessary for going from one funding source to the other? Was there?
It was, I believe, to be consistent with where it was last year and also to not add money back to the general fund.
I'll remove my objection, Mr. Chairman.
On page 21, the Senate number. On page 22, a revised House number of minus 65.7 in general funds.
I'll object just for information's sake. Does this close any parks in Alaska, or does it keep any new facilities from opening? You know, that's a question that's always asked of us.
I would be willing to bet you, Senator Adams, that they will say it will close parks and keep some from being open. But I don't know that that's actually what's going to happen.
I remove my objection, Mr. Chairman.
On page 24, number one, the House number. Number two, the Senate. Number three, the Senate. Number four, the Senate. Number five, the Senate. Number six, the Senate. And number seven, the Senate. On page 25, to be consistent with number seven above, we take the Senate. On page 27, number one, the Senate. Number two, the Senate. Number three, the Senate. Number four, the Senate. And number five, the Senate. On page 28, a revised Senate number of 93 instead of 100. So it's $93,000.
Chairman, that just doesn't go away, does it?
Mr. Chairman, should that show as an interagency receipt since it's coming from the Department of Law?
Was that accepted?
I don't believe it was actually an interagency. I believe they reduced it in the Department of Law, and it was an actual reduction rather than funded in law and transferred over. So I believe this is the correct funding source or place for the funding to be. On page 29, the Senate. On page 30, number one, the Senate. Number two is closed, and number three, the Senate.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Adams.
On number three is just for information, the Senate number is basically any time you have a reduction of $120,000 to the aircraft part, that's fixed costs. So I just want you to know that we will be coming in next year with a supplemental on this particular area because of that fixed cost.
And maybe Senator Pierce can explain better. My understanding is they had a revised contract on some of their aircraft, and there was actually a reduction of $120,000 below the previous fiscal year. And if I'm incorrect, Senator Pierce, maybe you could.
Correct.
So for the same contract, they were able to get a better price, and that's where I think the $120,000 supposedly came from.
Okay. But it's noted that we might have to visit this again. Okay.
Okay. So that's it for the Department of Natural Resources. Can we take a brief adjournment? I'd like to call the conference committee meeting back to order. Fish and Game, Senator Sharp.
Mr. Chairman, page one, item one, Senate. Item two, Senate. Item three, Senate with corrected reduction as noted.
Minus 462.4
instead of minus 1571.4, I think.
A general reduction?
Oh, and it's a general reduction. Item 4, Senate. Item 5, Senate. Item 6.
Do you want to describe the spread, Senator, just so people, it's actually on the record?
This is transferring out funds to the new components, which is regional components, and the reduction of cuts, I guess you put it, has been allocated back to the regions to reduce the cuts by the regions that was originally on the sheet.
I think you should probably read the numbers. Everybody has the numbers. So on, it'd be, you know, general fund receipts would go from minus 3807.2.
Okay, just the changes?
Yeah.
Okay. On page, was I still on page one, item five, the Senate figure, which shows a change in the general fund receipts to minus 3819.3. Item 6, Senate, shows a change in general fund receipts to the figure of minus 5060.9. Number 7, Senate, shows a change in the amount to minus 4098.6. Line 8, Senate, a change in amount of general fund receipts to a minus 5580.6. And a change in GF designated, slight change of minus 1067.0. Line 9, Senate, a change in amount under general fund receipts to a minus 4027.0. Page 2, line 1, Senate, shows a change in the general fund receipts amount to plus 3819.3. Line 2, Senate's closed. Line 3 is closed. Page 3, change in amount in general fund receipts to 5060.9. Page 4, Senate, change in general fund receipts amount to plus 4098.6. Page 5 is a change in general fund receipts to 5580.6 in general fund receipts, and a change in GF designated of 1067.0. Page 6, line 1, Senate, a new figure for general fund receipts of 3819.3. Item 2, or line 2, Senate, line 3, Senate. Page 7, Senate, change the wording to general reduction. Line 2, Senate. Page 8, Senate. Page, or line 2 is closed. Page 11, Senate. Page 12, Senate. Page 13 is closed. Page 15 is Senate. That was line 1, page 15. Line 2, Senate. And that amount is changed. The general fund receipts amount is changed to a minus 190.7, and the wording is changed to only fund Goshawk Research plus Round Island, McNeil River, Back Creek, Watchable Wildlife.
That's the second title. What does that mean?
Line 3, Senate, change the amount in fish and game funds to minus 97.5, and federal funds addition of minus 292.3.
That's a minus 292.3.
Yeah. The amount is 292.3 federal funds minus. Line 4. Change the wording to fund switch and and it would be the amount would change to 102.9 general funds. Line 5, House. Line 6, Senate. Change the amount under Fish and Game Funds to minus 1039.7. 7, Senate. 8, closed already. Page 16, line 1, closed. Line 2 is closed.
Actually, I think it says closed, but I think it's actually the Senate number. I just want to make sure.
Oh, yeah. It said closed.
Did you do that already?
No, Mr. Chairman. I also had a question back up on page 2, item 1, item 3. I don't think that had been covered in any previous global motions.
Well, let's make sure we got page 16, number 2.
Page 16, number 2 is Senate number.
Okay. And then, Mr. Greeney, you had a question on page...
Back up on page 2, item number 3.
Page 2?
Yeah, I think it said closed, but it was actually a Senate reduction.
Page 2, item 3. All right. It said closed. Go back to page 2.
Number 3.
Line 3, Senate. Page 19, Senate. Page 20, Senate. New amounts. Fish and Game Funds should be 97.5. Federal receipts should be 292.3. That would be an addition to vote on it. Page 21, Senate, line 1, Senate, line 2, Senate, line 3, Senate, line 4, House, line 5, Senate. We have a change here, Mr. Chairman, in amounts. It would be... General funds receipt amount would change to minus 573.4. Page 22, Senate. Page 23, that is closed. Line 1. Line 2 is closed. Page 25.
I think that is
not closed. Yeah, that's not closed. Page 25 is a Senate number. The amounts have changed under general fund receipts. It would be plus 150.0 on fish and game funds. It would be a minus 150.0. Page 26, Senate, the figures change.
A minus?
It's a minus, but it isn't short of a minus. Page 26, Senate figure, which the general fund receipts would be a... Minus 270.7.
270.
And the wording would change to provides one, well, provides, it adds two more people back, but it does. And the wording should change on page 26 to just advisory committees, because that's all that's active at the time, is my understanding.
And Mr. Chairman, I'm going to object to the cut that was given on page 26 as it relates to page 25. I think it's a mistake to cut the advisory, the regional and the advisory councils. I think this is where the people in our respective districts and area give their input as what they think is the proper game management, and I withdraw my objections, but I am concerned about this area.
Senator Adams.
Mr. Chairman, I'm happy to see the decrease. It puts two positions in to take care of 80 local council and regional advisors. And when it's this year that we're going to invite the federal government to come here and help manage their land, which that's our invitation. And so basically we should bone up this particular area because we're going to be working in partnership with the federal government, since we're not going to solve the subsistence issue. So basically is I think we need to put more positions in there so we can help work that together. So.
Senator Pierce?
I was just smiling.
Yeah. We remove our objection, Mr. Chairman.
Let's see, where were we? Page 27. Senate, line one. The amount has been changed under general fund receipts to 573.4. Line two is Senate. Page 28 is closed. Page 29 is House. Line
one. We object, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Senator Adams.
Yes. What's happened here is we're taking a 20% reduction in the subsistence division, and basically when you set up a new BR, you leave them no flexibility in the field offices, and it's more restrictive, and that's the reason we object to this. And again, it's we're going to have dual management of our resources, and we need that flexibility if we're going to work with federal government as far as the partnership of subsistence. And I'm hoping that we would transfer this down to the Senate number and keep it away from a new BRU, and we maintain an objection, Mr. Chairman.
There's an objection on page 29, number one. Luann, do you want to take the line?
Yes.
Wait.
There's a question.
Senator Adams, I believe the motion is to adopt the...
Was that the
I didn't know. Did you make a motion to
no,
move it down?
No, I didn't make a motion. It'd be, I wanted the Senate number, but I will say no to the House number. That is, did he make his motion?
I think he had moved that number, and I didn't know if you had moved an amendment. Do you want to just vote on his
right.
motion?
Okay. No, that would be faster, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. So on the motion,
he didn't move the language.
I believe he did say field offices.
It
moved.
Change the subsistence field office. Offices, the description.
Okay, so it's page 29,
clear.
Number one. The motion is to adopt the House with the change in to subsistence field offices. And on that motion, Luann?
Senator Adams?
No.
Representative Gruzendorf?
No.
Senator Sharp?
Yes.
Representative Cario?
Yes.
Senator Pierce?
Yes.
Yes.
48 to
I want her to rotate when she calls those names.
She does.
She knows how. Senator Sharp, on number page 29, number two.
29, number two, I remove the Senate numbers, and it's a new number, Mr. Chairman, of minus 42.5. Number three is closed. Page 30, Senate.
Object.
And I believe these are going to be intent.
Oh.
To allow them to come to LBNA if they get the receipt.
In the Senate version, there's letter of intent to allow subsistence if they in fact get contracts as they have had some in the past, that they go to LBNA and get approval. They didn't have any in hand at the time.
Senator Pierce.
We decided we had to leave some money there, though. In order for them to be able to go to LBM.
If that was resolved, actually.
Mr. Greeny. Yes, Chair. Mr. Greeny, the question was on under Senate Bill 55, assuming it passes, these would become designated receipts under a contractual arrangement between the Division of Systems and somebody. The question is, in order for the division to come before LBNA to accept whatever receipts they may, whatever contractual arrangements they end up with, do we have to give them some authority before they can come back to LBNA to get more authority? You see what I'm saying? In other words, do we need to give them at least a dollar?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Pierce, I believe you're probably referring to the issue here is the whether the receipts are unanticipated or not as far as the LBNA ability to add to it. I think this is kind of a call, but with your intent language, they're making it clear that the agency has the leave to do this. I think that would help any confusion that may arise.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Adams.
As long as the record is clear that we can go to LBNA because the contracts will be going to the from University of Alaska, the University of Colorado, and University of Utah. It's work that is going to be done in the neighborhood of Nuuksut and Kaktovik on the research of NPRA and ANWR. So if it's clear that we can go to LBNA, we would remove our objection, Mr. Chairman.
And I believe there will be intent.
There's intent
at that point. So I think that the intent is to adopt the intent. And
okay.
Intent with that.
No objection, Mr. Chairman.
Page 32, Senator Sharp.
Page 32, we'll take the House number, change it to subsistence field officers.
You know, the only objection I have, again, is the flexibility of setting up new VRUs for an agency that is cut by 20%, and I'm not going to find it, but it's noted, and I remove my objection, Mr. Chairman.
Number two, Senate, page 33, Senate, page 92 is closed, page 34, Senate, page 35 is closed, page 36 is the House. Page 37 is the Senate.
Okay, so Fish and Game is closed. Well, we're almost done. Luanne, do you want to take a brief at ease? Fish and Game, I'd like to go back to page 15, number two first, and then also number four, but move that we reopen number two, or just clarify it, I guess, open it, or, and Senator Sharp?
Yes, that's fair.
Instead of the reduction.
Page 15, line two, would be changing general fund receipts to the minus 190.7, and eliminating GF program receipts.
And
I don't think I said
the wording
that
you described before is correct.
Yes. And
then on page 15, line 4, so there's no confusion, I believe before you said replace the 102 with general funds, and it should be an added 102.9 in GF.
Yes, and the 102.9 Fish and Game Fund stays.
Fund switch.
Oh, okay.
It's a fund switch.
Otherwise, it just reduces. The intent was to restore the reduction in Fish and Game Funds or with general funds. So there's money there in general funds for that program.
Yes, and it would read fund switch for marine mammal management.
Very understand that. Okay.
I don't know if there was any confusion on page one. Item three. The CF designated was also eliminated. I don't know if I said that. I don't know.
Okay. Objections, then that's clarified and official meeting is closed. Senator Pierce?
Yes.
On the front section.
Right.
And I believe everybody has a front section that has the shaded areas are the areas where we are the same.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Adams.
The minority, due to limited time that we had with the front section, we'd like to reserve to go back to some of those sections just in case for more further explanation in detail. But tonight we'd like to just go through it and then come back if that's okay with you.
Sure, and we're always open to motions to reopen.
Thank you,
Mr. Chairman. Further discussion. Senator Pierce?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, it is not my intent to offer any amendments to close the front section on House Bill 76. We will do that Monday. But what we do have before us is the front section of House Bill 75. Mr. Chairman, I would first move that we close all of these sections of the bill that are the same House to Senate. Those are the shaded sections on your side by side. So they would include sections 3, 4, 7, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 31, and the effective date section.
So there's a motion to adopt all the shaded sections, which are essentially category ones where we have the same language. And obviously, if there are any concerns later on, we can always go back and open them.
We're not going to object at this time. However, under 13, the Marine Highway System Fund, even though it's that figure, we believe it's too low for Marine Highway Stabilization. Because of the operation this year, and we'd like to object because there is no management of the Marine Services at this time. There's no money for management either in this operating bill or perhaps that authority bill that passed the other day. It's as bad as the Alaska Railroad. It's managed by a politician, and perhaps we're going to have a politician that's going to be running the Marine system. And so, I mean, that's one of the problems with this budget, Mr. Chairman, but we will remove our objection at this time.
So the shaded sections are those where we are the same as been adopted. Senator Pierce.
Mr. Chairman, Alaska Clean Water Fund, sections 1, I would move the House. On Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, I would move sections for the House, or I would, on 2A, to B, to C, I would move House.
Okay.
On the Public Utilities Commission, I would move the Senate. And we deleted the designated program, which would bring us into conformity with Senate Bill 55. I'm going to leave the ASME section open at this time. I'm going to leave the federal and other program receipts section open at this time.
Okay.
find it. Section 32 in the House bill was the denial of general salary increases, and in the Senate bill was denial of university salary increases. We will leave both of those sections open at this time. Information Technologies is a Senate section, and I will move the Senate.
That complies with the actions we've taken in the...
That's correct.
Senator Adams?
Just quick, does the number 433 match with what we did in the budget? Does it?
Yeah, it's our. This is just the spreadsheet, not the actual. If you look at the bill, I think it's generic. And this number actually matches.
This number actually reflects the conference committee action.
We did that first statewide one.
Thank you.
On section 33, I would move the Senate sections 33A, B, C. That also conforms with the adoption of the transfer to the Department of Commerce from the University of ACIB. On
just one question. Is that designated program receipt bill going to pass?
I think so.
I think so.
Well, it's up right now, I think, in House Finance.
Without the two of you there?
It was on the
quickly.
Schedule today.
So you think it's going to... Okay, thank you.
We'll go quickly.
Senator Pierce, just real quickly, the this international trade, is that the switch that is dependent on a piece of legislation passing?
That's correct, and you have that.
That's
scheduled up today.
Too.
We'll finish even more quickly. I'm now motivated. Section 34, designated program receipts, which was in the Senate bill. I will move the Senate section. Section 35, the Constitutional Budget Reserve Fund section, is in the Senate bill. We will move that section, so it will be in the bill. Section 36 and the lapse language, which is section 36 in the Senate bill and was 35 in the House bill, we will move the Senate, section 36. And section 37, I will move the Senate section, which is the Information Technologies capital lapse. And the other items will be left open, Mr. Chairman.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, we have one more that we could go to, and that's community and regional affairs, and I believe they've handed out the amendments. Mr. Chairman, as I remember, we kept all the travel lines in the Department of Community and Regional Affairs open. Is that correct?
Yes, we had left all the.
Mr. Chairman, if everybody has the new sheets that they were just handed. Susan, did you hand them just to me or to everybody?
I just handed it to you, Senator Pierce.
Oh, you haven't made... Okay, then if we could take a brief of these and make copies, we can go ahead.
Taking it easy.
One motion.
Okay.
Senator Pierce, Department of Community and Regional Affairs.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We do have open sections on pages 1, 2, 3, 10, 15, 16, 18, 19, 21, 23, and 25. Mr. Chairman, there was confusion because the Legislative Finance Division ran the numbers as directed by the Senate Subcommittee for CNRA. However, in doing that, they ended up doing a reduction that they really couldn't do because they tried to take a 15% reduction of all travel costs, of all travel appropriations, even though in some cases, and take it from general fund, even though in some cases that exceeded the amount of general funds that was there in the first place. So we have in front of you amendments, and I am going to move the numbers in one motion if that is acceptable.
Before you do that, Senator Pierce, let me just, where it says should be.
Should be.
That's what the number
should be.
I'm going to actually say
the moving
the
should be's or not?
Yes.
No? Your staff is shaking her head, but.
This one here.
That's the number I'm moving.
Well.
The number cannot
be. Is it this one?
Sure, I can. I can go below.
We can't, actually. You can't go higher than the lowest number.
Is the free negative still there?
Problem. He went back and reopened everything.
Right.
Okay.
Come back to order. Senator Pierce.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Page 1, line 4. The Senate, I move the Senate number. Page 4. Page 2, line 4, I move the Senate number at a different level of minus 2.9.
2.9 is supposed to be 0.9.
No.
2.9.
You're in the wrong place, Senator. It's first page.
Page 2, number 4.
On page 3, line 2, I move the House number. On page 10, line 2, I move the Senate number at a reduced level of minus 25.4. Page 11, which is still open, I move the Senate number. Page 12, I move the Senate number. Page 15, line 1, I move the House number. Page 16, line 2, I move the House number.
Page 11, 12, and what did you do on page 13?
Is 13 still open, too? I'm sorry.
Yes.
On page 13, I move the Senate number. On page 18, line 2, I move the House number. On page 19, line 1, the House number, and line 2, the House number. Page 21, the House number. Page 23, the House number. Page 25, line 3, the Senate number at a reduction level of 18.6.
And did we already close page 25, number 2?
According to staff, it is closed.
It is
we
already closed.
We closed it as a what?
somebody still doesn't multiply right on this. It doesn't equal up to some areas of 15% cut in these areas. It's
no,
just,
but there's no way to get to that.
I mean, just... it's just too bad about that. It's one area that, community and regional affairs, is one that travels. These areas should have been caught, you know, when you're making up these budgets.
Well, the department did exactly what they were told to do.
The chairman of the Senate subcommittee said they were supposed to take travel at 15%, and that's what he told me on the floor. So.
Right, but that's the problem. He said a 15% reduction to travel to be made from general funds.
Errors are made by earless.
So the Department of Community and Regional Affairs travel numbers are adopted. If you go to the, there's a sheet on the Comprehensive Integrated Mental Health Program. It's just a one-page sheet. Well, I think it's on everybody's desk. It is here. One second. Been floating around for a while. I want to make sure. No, it's this. Does everybody have one?
Yeah.
I'm going to move the Senate number on the mental health capital budget, the competitive grants. If you look, it's really just a same numbers. It's a correction in the fund source. The mental health trust is 1092, not 1094. So it's really more technical. But I'll move that Senate number on this particular component. Any objections? Hearing none, that's adopted. We have one on the... Senator Sharp, do you have an amendment on the, hand that out?
I think it's...
Senator Sharp?
Mr. Chairman, do I have to go back and ask it to be reopened, or...
I believe you do. I think we closed everything. But well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Just take it up.
Yeah.
If it has been closed, we'll reopen it. If it hasn't been closed, we don't need to reopen it.
I'll just play it safe and ask to reopen.
Yes.
Move the Department of Administration.
It's in Health and Social Services, right?
Oh, Health.
Yes.
It's under health,
yeah.
But it's in House Bill 76.
Section 5, DHSS capital.
Right. Senator Sharp.
Mr. Chairman, I would reopen page 11, lines 36 through 38 on Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 76 Finance, and move a new replacement number of $1,200,000 in appropriation and other funds. The reason being that the other $600,000 is in the capital budget to fund the domiciliaries at $300,000 each, And the total request for $1,800,000 for special needs is going to be split to $600,000 to capital budget.
The reasoning is it can't be. We added money in the operating budget under mental health for domiciliary care and mental health trust dollars that they agreed to pay the operating costs of the two domiciliary care programs. One's going to be in Anchorage, one's in Fairbanks. There's a $300,000 capital component in each of those. Those because will be in the normal capital budget. So the reduction is to this line of $600,000. That $600,000 will show up in the full capital budget for those two domiciliary care programs, and the operating money has already been included in the budget.
And basically all the 1.2 funds is the mental health money. It's this other fund.
But yeah, it's coming from Alaska Housing Finance Corporation to the mental health.
HFC, okay.
It's actually HFC funds. And I believe the other six, all of it is, and it will continue to be, but it funds mental health programs. So, objection to the motion? That's been adopted. Do we have anything else today? Okay, I think we're wrapped up for today. We will try and have the legislature, the governor, any open items that we have in the front section. We have at least one open item in commerce. We have fiscal notes, and we also have intent that is that we need to go over. So basically, we'll notice anything that's left to be done for Monday at 3:30.
Yes, and Mr. Chairman, at that time, the minority might have a couple of amendments to try.
Okay. Okay. So with that, we're adjourned for today.
Mm-hmm.